From Comerica Park to Jackson Field, we've got the sports opinions that matter to you. From the Driven Collision Studios, we make friends by accident. On the game, 7:30 a.m.
The views and positions expressed in this program are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of the game 7:30 a.m. Some may find the content of this program controversial or offensive.
Time to play the game.
Maybe right. Put on your big boy pants and buckle up. This isn't a safe space for weak takes or whining. You can say that this sports radio show is offensive-minded. Call the show at 517-300-4263. Text or call us through the game, 7:30 a.m. app. Message the game, 7:30 a.m. on Facebook.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Beanie's back.
Tell a friend. Guess who's back?
Now, here's your host and professional hellraiser, Beanie Howell.
All right, it is Wednesday, December 13th. This is live Offensive Minded. Just want to make that clear for everyone who apparently missed the notice that I would be off Monday and Tuesday as my little sister flew in from the treacherous UK. The turncoat loyalist went back to His Majesty. Well, anyway, I picked her up from O'Hare. She's here and settled in, along with my niece, her baby, the royal baby.
The royal baby.
We're all good. We're all good there. I'm back. Yes, this is live. I am doing the equivalent of holding up today's newspaper, the oral version. It is Wednesday, December 13th. I can prove this show is live. Dr. J is here. Hi.
Hi.
I need you to be my witness.
Okay.
Because to prove that we are live here on Wednesday, December 13th, I'm going to mention something that happened today, and that proves that it's live because it only happened today. So how about that weird thing that happened? Isn't it wild?
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so that proves it. No, but seriously, we are live. So yes. And for everyone who missed the heads up, again, I was off Monday and Tuesday. So let me get out in front of that. I hate to disappoint so many of you, but no, I was not fired. Sorry, Michigan fans and MSU personnel located at 1855 Place, off Harrison Road, but we'll get to that later. But hey, don't be too sad. If you're a Michigan fan or someone high up in Michigan State's athletic administration and you're disappointed that I wasn't fired, don't be too sad. Because here's why. Oh, I guess if you're in the very small minority of people who actually like me on a personal level, then maybe you will be sad. But to the Michigan fans who hate my guts, and to the Michigan State fans who hate my guts, to the Michigan fans who loathe me because they think I'm just a big anti-Michigan honk, and to the Michigan State fans and employees who think I'm just an enormous Michigan State critic, I think you will be pleased to know that today is the final Offensive Minded. And that is not a bit. I wouldn't come on here and tease you or make a joke out of something like that to people who have made it appointment listening to come here every day and listen to me and interact with my show. I appreciate that on the most sincere level. That's sacred to me. You let me into your car, into your living room, into your Four Seasons room, into your garage, depending on the time of year, out onto your deck. Probably not today, though.
Yeah.
Into your man cave. Like you've shared those spaces with me in this time. And the show, frankly, look, it's a democratic process. It belongs to you just as much as it does to me. I know I made the joke a lot of times when Dr. J would try to take the show in a direction I did not like, and I would say no. And she would say why? And I said, because it's my show.
Mm-hmm.
But really, and not to quote Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but this is the people's show. In all seriousness, I would not trifle with that. I wouldn't make light of that. So it is true. Today is the last ever Offensive Minded. Because I will be leaving Town Square Media. And Town Square Media, as I've said time and again, has always been good to me. Town Square Media brought me into this place 10 years ago. And Town Square Media made it possible for me to realize a childhood dream of doing sports radio. You've probably heard me tell this story before, but I'm basically from Chicago. I'm from Southwest Michigan, which, again, is essentially Chicago. We get all the Chicago broadcasts. Everyone I grew up with was a Cubs or White Sox fan. Seemed like everyone was a Bears fan. You know, Blackhawks hadn't been established yet. Because remember, the Chicago Blackhawks weren't established until 2012.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
if you knew that.
I did not know that, actually.
Ironically, right when they started winning Stanley Cups for the first time in like four generations. But I digress. Bulls fans, yeah. I grew up essentially in Chicago. An hour and a half from Chicago, surrounded by Chicago fans. And I'll never forget when I realized that the people I listened to every day on 670 The Score AM out of Chicago, they were just bitching about the Chicago Bears every single day, every hour of every day. When I realized that was a job, my little brain at 9 years old or whatever it was, melted. Because to quote a program that was very near and dear to the millennials' hearts, and I am a millennial, I always thought, at least until that point, as a preteen, that you wanted to avoid growing up. Because like Rugrats said, I don't want to grow up and be an adult with sponsorbilities. That's what I thought a job was.
Yeah.
Little Beanie didn't want to grow up and have a job with sponsorbilities.
Nobody wants sponsorbilities.
Yeah. My dad, my mom bust their ass still, you know, every day. Blue collar. Pulled themselves up several rungs on the socioeconomic level. Socioeconomic ladder, I should say. That's what I thought a career was. But because of them, I was able to not have to do that. So when I realized that that was a job, sports radio was a career, it opened up a whole new world to me. People can do this for a living? People can do this and get paid? Well, not so much, but you get my point. That's a joke, kind of. But that just blew my little mind. And ever since then, that's been my dream. And Town Square Media, the game 7:30 a.m., helped one little jackass from Greater Chicagoland realize and live his dream. Twice! Two times this place has done that for me. And for the second time, I'm leaving them. I feel bad about that. I do. But out of respect to Town Square Media, I'm not going to get too into the specifics of why and where. But let me put it to you in sports terms. It simply is an opportunity I can't pass up. Because if I do, I'll spend the rest of my life thinking, what if? So what I can tell you, and I'm not going to come on here and name other stations. That would be a very Bush League thing to do. I like to think I'm not a Bush League person. And I certainly wouldn't do that to people I care about and respect. And that's Town Square Media. All the different people who have been here over my two tenures. Certainly respect all of them. What I can tell you is I'm going to do sports radio in Detroit. So some of you are celebrating because you don't listen to that. I respect that. I really do. Listen, before anything else, I was here to be the villain. I want everyone to know that. A lot of people have speculated that. Well, it's damn true. I was here to be the bad guy because I had to balance out that angel from 10 a.m. to 1 every day.
Every angel needs a villain.
Yes. The Beatles needed the Stones, right?
Yeah.
Favre needed Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus needed the devil.
Okay.
Yeah. A story is not complete without the antagonist, right, without the villain. I was more than happy to fill that role, and that will always be my approach. Not to just manufacture villainous takes. No, but I'm proud that I would come on here and say things no one else would. Other people would say I'm nuts or I'm committing career suicide. I didn't think so. I thought it was the opposite. Because the more I can distinguish myself from the rest of the noise, the better off I'm going to be. And I'm getting a shot in the big leagues, I think, because of it. So that's the way I look at it. That's not a put down to this market, which has been great to me. And frankly, you know, look, I've lived here since 2006. When I started Michigan State, I basically haven't left. So what is that? Public school math says 17 years, and I'm 35. I've spent almost as much time here as I have where I'm from. I mean, does it get any more true than having two homes? So no, I'm not pulling a Nancy Kaffer from the Free Press and calling Lansing a sad little town. Man, do I wish I was on the air Monday or whenever when that editorial dropped.
Oh, boy.
Or was it Friday? I don't know. No, we were on air Friday and it had to happen. I got takes on that. We can do that today if you want, Dr. J. The irony is, everyone who got upset about that Free Press columnist calling Lansing a sad little town in this write-up where she was basically calling for the state capitol being moved back to Detroit, because it originally was Detroit.
Yeah.
I think you can make a lot of good reasons. I think there are a lot of good reasons to do that, and you can make a hell of a case as to why Detroit should be the state capital. But Lansing being a sad little town isn't one of them. Because you know what? I feel like every town in Michigan is a sad little town. It's gray 9 months of the year.
That's
the
true.
Sun goes away for quarters at a time. We basically track our financial quarters by the sun appearing. It's all sad little towns here.
Mm-hmm.
We all literally are sad. Seasonal affective disorder.
I know I have it.
Me too. I have a vitamin D deficiency. I have my whole life. I'm 6'4", 200 whatever pounds. Doesn't look like it. I asked my doctor, how could this happen to me? Look at me. And he said, well, you live here. The sun goes away for months at a time.
I have to have a sun lamp to get extra, you know, exposure.
I have to take vitamin D tablets. And I'm 6'4", 240 plus pounds. Sad little town, try sad little state.
Mm-hmm.
Sad little region. It's not a Lansing thing. So no, I'm not hating on Lansing on my way out. But a shot to do sports radio in a major market, like one of the top markets in the country, I have to take that.
Absolutely.
That's what we get into the business to do. In case you didn't know how broadcast works, and I don't blame you if you don't. I wouldn't know this if I weren't in the business. But TV and radio, basically everyone's trying to move up to a bigger market. So all the people you tune into on Channel 10 every night, except Tim, because Tim has made this place his, I mean, he grew up here. I don't think Tim's what, 70-something now? I don't think he's moving. I don't think he's leaving. He's got a nice little thing going here. But basically, every younger person, everyone under 40 that you see on TV or hear on the radio in a secondary or tertiary market or lower is trying to move up to the next level. I'm no different. I want a shot at the big leagues. I got it. I'm going to take it and I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure it works out. And I'm not asking any of you to stop listening to the game 7:30 a.m. or to stop being patrons of Town Square Media. No, I think you should continue to support them. I think you should continue to support the sponsors on this station, because if you really like a show or like a station, the best way you can show that isn't by filling out a Nielsen diary or anything like that. It's by supporting the sponsors that support the shows and programs and the station. That's what you should do. And I urge you to do that, to continue doing that for the game 7:30 a.m. in Town Square Media here in Lansing. And if you haven't so far and you listen every day, you need to be. Because it's a business, guys. These lights don't stay on by themselves. We got to pay bills. So I hope you'll continue to listen and pay attention here. But I would also like if you'd follow me over. And again, I'm not going to ask you to choose. That's not the point. And I'm not going to name stations or call letters, but I do want you to know that's where I'm going, and I'll be doing Detroit sports radio, and you'll still hear me here, believe it or not, because the company and brands I'm going to have a business relationship with Town Square Media and Lansing, have for many years. The Michigan News Network, you hear those updates. You heard Beth Fisher a few minutes ago and Jeff Lesson with the sports part of that a few minutes ago. I'll be doing the sports part every once in a while. You'll hear me on Pistons, Red Wings, and Tigers pre- and post-game coverage and hosting duties occasionally. That doesn't mean every single game. There's a rotation of people who do it. I'll be one of them. So you'll still hear me, oddly enough, across these airwaves. It's going to be weird. It's going to be like I'm haunting you beyond the grave. That's just for the Michigan fans. But no, that's the truth. So I wanted to, usually when this happens, and you're not someone who has done this for 30 years, only the people who have done it for that long get like the farewell tour. I don't deserve that. I just don't. And I know that. And I never once asked for it. But I'll tell you what I'm not going to do is come on here and with 2 minutes left before we go off the air tonight, just drop it on you then. I don't like that. I've had to do that before, and I don't think that's right. I don't want to surprise you with this. I want to be up front. So I'm starting the show with it to let you know. Today is the final Offensive Minded. And I'm leaving Town Square Media Lansing for Detroit Sports Radio. You will still hear me on these airwaves, not daily, but pretty regularly, on those sports updates for the Michigan News Network. Pistons, Red Wings, Tigers, pre- and post-game coverage. And also, we'll still be doing the Lions tailgate show. Nachos and Kneecaps, Brock and I will continue to do that. You'll still hear me on that here on the game, 7:30 a.m. and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. And maybe some Michigan State basketball stuff. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I wanted to start with that just to get it out there. I think I owe it to you to be straight up. Okay? Cool. Now that we've got business taken care of, let me take a break because, Dr. J, I just feel like the time is going to get away from me today.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Unless you think I missed anything. Is there anything I needed to address that I didn't in the opening stanza? Or maybe you have some questions. Well, people are going to ask, what about Dr. J?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. J is retiring from the radio completely.
Okay.
So I will be gone.
Yeah, so many people didn't know that. Dr. J was not an employee of the game 7:30 a.m. or Town Square Media Lansing. She is exclusively in my employ.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that brief hiatus, I came back out of the goodness of my heart.
Intense contractual negotiations. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, there's the news, okay? I'm going to hit a break. Got an hour and a half left with you, and I'm going to give you my best shot. There's a lot to go over here, so you're welcome to call up and bitch me out about it or to celebrate on my, I guess, Lansing broadcast grave. You can dance on it if you want, whatever. Phone lines open, all the messaging per usual. And if you want to talk about actual sports, we can do that too. I've got a lot I want to get to today. I'm going to give you as good a show as I can on the way out. And I think there's plenty to go over there. Okay, so let me have a break just to keep things on schedule here today for the final Offensive Mind. And we're back after these words.
Somehow Anderson gets the ball and it goes to Edgar for the slam dunk. Oh man, he went high and ran that puppy home. You talk about in your face.
This is Will Thiemann, the voice of Michigan State basketball. Join us on the Spartan Network as we celebrate 125 years of Spartan basketball. Powered locally on the Lansing Sports Network by Hudson Incorporated, Dowding Industries, Shupan & Sons Recycling, and Whitelaw PLLC.
Jackson. Not afraid to be wrong, but he's typically right.
Beanie Howell on the game, 7:30 a.m.
Yep, it's all sad bumpers today on the last ever Offensive Minded. If you're just joining us, first of all, thank you for being here. And thanks for your patronage over the course of this show. Whether you love me or hate me or just I'm the only thing on, I do appreciate it, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. But today is the last show. I'm going to Detroit Sports Radio. You'll still hear me on these airwaves. You'll hear me occasionally on Michigan News Network sports updates and you'll hear me on Tigers, Red Wings, and Pistons coverage as well. All right? But we're here to do a real show today. I will take your calls, emails, messages, all that. You know the drill. 517-342-63. It's only appropriate that the first call today goes to the mayor of Holt, John Freeberg. Hello, sir.
Hey, Bean, we're going to miss you, man. Best of luck to you in your new job.
Thank you so much. You know I appreciate that, and I appreciate you over the years. It's very nice of you to say. I hope you'll follow with or still tune in, even here, in what comes next. And aside from the sad stuff, is there anything else I could do for you today?
Yeah, so you can't tell us, like, what time you'll be on at your new channel?
I don't want to get into anything like that out of respect to Town Square Media and the game, 7:30 a.m., but I appreciate you. I appreciate your interest. I just, that would be...
I understand.
Okay. I appreciate it, man.
I just had one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why does the Michigan State try Booker at center if the other centers are terrible?
You know, that's a good question. And Izzo says he's not ready. Okay. But the guys in front of him, they don't look any more ready. So I'm sure Booker would get bullied in the paint defensively, but isn't that already happening? And he can shoot threes at least. So, yeah. One of my biggest bitching points here is it just doesn't work here like it does anywhere else. I would challenge anyone listening to name another program where a five-star big man would have back-to-back DNPs and not get literally any time in a game, especially with the mess in front of him at those positions. I don't know. It just, that's the way it works here for whatever reason.
I don't understand it, man. At least give him a shot. He's a five-star recruit, and they selected him for a reason.
Yeah.
Not, you know, get on the bench.
I think if what has happened pretty much for the last three-plus years continues to happen, he's going to have to just to try something different. Also, at what, like, think about it from Booker's perspective. What is he thinking? Like, did I make the wrong choice? Right.
Yeah, he might want to transfer.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he has a sweet NIL deal here or something. I'm sure he's doing okay. But I don't know, man. I think about it from both ways, and it's hard to explain.
I'd be scared to lose him after this season, man, if they don't start playing him.
Yeah. I mean, my mind would be wandering, but maybe his isn't. I don't know. Anything else, John?
No, that's great. Again, good luck to you, and hope you like your new job.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Now, I'll see you along the way, I'm sure. Thanks, John. Long-time listener to all of our shows here on the game, 7:30 a.m., John Freeberg. Not the actual mayor of actual Holt, because Holt isn't an actual place, of course. That would be Delhi Township, which I don't believe has a mayor. But we will continue on to Ray in Holt. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Beanie, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How about you?
All right. It sounds awesome to me because it sounds like a promotion for you. I've loved you on the airways because I'm a big Michigan State fan. Green is my favorite color, and everybody says that's because you like Michigan State, but it's not true. I've always had green as a favorite color before I was a Michigan State fan, but I do remember when in football in 66 and 67, we had Clint Jones and Gene Washington and Jimmy Ray and all them guys playing, and we were playing well. And in basketball, all the years they did really well. And, you know, I do think that it's great for you, and I appreciate you being on the airways. And, you know, as I said, you were a Michigan State fan. I'm a big one, so I loved hearing your talk. And especially to Michigan fans, I do think that right now Michigan State's big problem is that they don't have a center that wants to shoot the ball. Neither one of the centers they have in there, they'll stand at the free throw line, get the ball wide open, and try to pass to a guard. And so in that way, maybe as John said, Booker would be a better choice in there, and he could turn and shoot the ball because you got to have – I mean, you're basically playing 4-on-5 right now.
Yes.
And that's not a good thing in basketball. You got to make where they think everybody's going to shoot the ball.
Sometimes they're playing 3-on-5. Like, I mean, Cohen Carr doesn't have offensive game yet. He obviously is the most gifted natural athlete on the court at any given time, but he doesn't really have an ability to create for himself. His game is put back slams, right, on offense. So, yeah, I'm with you. And look, I want to make clear to people listening, I don't think if Xavier Booker starts playing 30 minutes a night, that's going to fix everything. In fact, I'm sure he would be just as bad, if not worse, defensively, because he's just not physically capable of handling it in the post right now. But he would definitely, without a doubt, be an upgrade offensively. So we're trading nothing on defense, really. Like, that's a wash. And we would get maybe some outside shooting from that position. I say, why the hell not?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully against Baylor this weekend, they'll play better. I thought the last game, offensive-wise, they played better. But defensive-wise, they really didn't stop the team. And so, you know, they got to decide in a hurry what they're going to do, or they could be really looking bad halfway through the year. But I got confidence in Izzo. He's done it before. So hopefully get it done this year.
All right, Ray. Well, I appreciate the call. I got to leave it there just because the lines are full. So thank you for all your listenership and support. I appreciate it, Ray and Holt. I'm trying to go in order. So if you get put on hold, just know that we're going in order of when these all come in. And there's a lot. So let me go to the email, because Steve from email, the listener formerly known as Daily Double, now so affectionately rebranded as Steve from email.
It's great branding. Whoever came up with that is a genius.
Humility right out the window for the last offensive-minded. Steve from email sends over a very passionate email, and I appreciate passion. The subject line, Dr. J, are you bleeping kidding me? It goes on. Damn it, this was a real show, not ass kissing. You've had very interesting ideas and thoughts, but nothing lasts forever. I hope the best for you, your dad, and your family. Steve from email. Well, I appreciate you and those sentiments in all seriousness and all your kind thoughts about my dad as he battles cancer and tries to rebound from the treatment. So thank you for that. I appreciate that, Steve. Okay, next up would be Joe in Lansing. He's next up on the wait list. Hi, Joe.
Beanie, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
I couldn't be more disappointed. Make sure I take a hit of the grass tonight in honor of you.
Thank you.
Please don't put Jim Rome back on. All I can say is no Jim Rome. Is Jim Rome still got a program?
Yes. I think he still does noon to three every day. Yeah. On CBS or something?
CBS. He was on that. He was on your show. He's on like five different times. Please don't put that guy back on.
Well, let me just tell you about that. I don't have any say in it, and I don't think I should, and I don't know what the plan is, so I couldn't tell you either way. I would just hope you would continue to support the station because it's the only sports station in Lansing and Michigan State country.
Without a doubt. Maybe they can run Brock and C. Bush, or Brock and Dean there 24 hours.
There you go. There you go.
Something like that. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you in the near future, and maybe a Mad Dog show will be back in order. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your listenership over the years too, even going back to prior incarnations of this show. Next up, appreciate your patience, everybody. I will get to everyone. Just hang on. We're going in the order they came in. This is Bass Boat Randy. Hi, man.
Oh, hell, we could have let you leave the family channel without the old man calling in. Hey, congrats, Beanie.
Well, I appreciate it.
From your Valentine, or from your St. Patrick's Day show to all these other shows, I mean, Hall of Fame material, you know. I wanted to wish you good luck, and just take my advice. When you're going down the road and you're listening to a national talk show and they're doing a total number contest, if you hear a certain voice guessing 69, I'm sure you'll know who it is.
yes. I will be anxiously awaiting my first call that invokes 69 in the future.
Doc J, good luck to you. I swear these Wham songs that come in, I swear I'm going to swerve off the road laughing so hard. Hey, you guys, you have a great Christmas, holiday season, and New Year's, and we'll find you out there. I know you can't put it out there. That's pretty cool. You're respecting the company, but God bless both of you, and thanks for being so cool, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
Randy. I appreciate you and all the years of calling in and listening, so thank you. And to everyone, because the show doesn't go unless there are people supporting it. So let me take another call here. This is Charles. Chuck, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, Beanie. Well, hello to you, both you and the doc. And I hate to hear it. Well, congratulations, first of all. I know the opportunity knocked, and that's when you like the live tournament. A lot of those guys regret not taking that opportunity now.
Oh, right.
So you got to strike while the iron is hot, Beanie. So that's good. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
And I've enjoyed you. I lived in Georgia for almost 30 years. I moved back here almost 11 years ago, and I've been traveling back and forth night and day. I've listened to radio shows, talk shows, any kind of radio show, and you do a great talk show, and Tim does too, and Brock, and they do. Everybody does a great job, even vocal, but nationally it competes with the rest of those shows too. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you so much. A lot of nice words, and I'm humbled. So thank you.
Yeah, and I like your takes on things, because like you said, it's not just sappy. It's just a lot of reality. And when you were, and it's not a knock on Michigan State basketball or Tom Izzo, but you remember those two incidents? I wasn't even living in Michigan at the time. I think the first time I saw him on TV, when he grabbed that player,
Aaron Henry.
Gabe Brown.
In the play.
Him
the
too.
The way they reacted with each other in that tunnel, you could tell like 10 or 15 years ago that player wouldn't have reacted like that. But that interaction, and then it happened again. To me, that was almost like a, I don't want to say it was a Bobby Knight issue, but nevertheless, it was a Bobby Knight issue, because they're from the same era and they same kind of curmudgeons when it comes to basketball. But to me, that was the tell that the times were changing and the players are changing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm one of those kind of coaches that I fuss and cuss and just go. Mm-hmm. And parents always, I don't like the way you're talking to the children and so forth and so on. I understand that. But those dinosaurs are, as you, Bobby Knight just passed. And like I said, it's not a knock on Izzo. But the game and the times have changed.
Yeah.
And players are not settling for some of the things that players used to settle for 20, 15 years ago.
Yep. I totally agree. And thanks for the call, man.
Oh, thank you, and take care.
Okay, you too, Chuck. I appreciate all your kind words. So let me make clear, it doesn't bother me how Izzo handles his players. I didn't have a problem with him yanking on Gabe Brown's jersey or getting after Aaron Henry. Didn't bother me in the slightest, because I understand why national types got all bent out of shape, because they don't cover the program. They don't know him. But if you do, and I don't think you have to be here to know, if you just pay the slightest attention, which a lot of these guys don't nationally, because they, let's just be real, they don't. But if you have any idea, you know that that's not a bad thing. And these guys all love that man and would lay down their lives for him, because they feel like he's done that for them.
Well, he cares. Clearly, yes, he cares about
that's
them.
That's the shame about it. When this happens, when he screams at a player and gets red in the face or grits his teeth at a player and that's caught on camera, then we get dopes at the Detroit News editorial board running columns saying Michigan State needs to fire Tom Izzo.
Oh, come on.
That happened after the Aaron Henry thing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you consider the other coach of the other Big Ten team in the state literally punched another coach.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't get half as much heat. And by the way, it sounds like karma's finally catching up to that dude, but maybe we can get to that later. I don't mind how he handles the players. It does not offend me. I'm not upset by it. But I do think, Charles, you're right. Times have changed. That's an indicator. You can't do stuff like that anymore to these premium recruits, because the players, the best ones, are like pros now. And that, you think that kind of crap works in the NBA? It doesn't. And there's a reason. Because in the NBA, all the players make more than the coach. Now, we're not at that point yet in college sports, but I bet it's possible. Right, there are reports that Ohio State has assembled an NIL package that would pay Marvin Harrison Jr. $20 million next year. Let me be clear, I don't believe them for a second. I don't think that's possible. But that would rival the kind of money he'll get on his first year of his rookie deal as a, you know, premium pick. But yeah, times have changed. My gripe with Izzo is not that he's harsh on his players and yells at them. And no, my gripe with Izzo is he stubbornly won't evolve with the times. I'm talking about leveraging the transfer portal or NIL to make your roster and team better, things like that. And I can understand he has his principles and they've worked for him. Hard to argue with the results. Also hard to argue with the last 4 years when these things have really started to change. And as a result, maybe I'm connecting dots that shouldn't be connected, but have you noticed the last 4 years, Michigan State basketball, as these changes have coincided across the greater sports landscape in college, Michigan State basketball has fallen off into a mediocre program? I don't think that's coincidence. Maybe you do. We can argue about it. Let me do a couple of messages before we get out, too, in order that they came in. Joaquin's Beard says, hi, Beanie. Just heard the big news. Congratulations. Good luck in the Motor City. I'm sure you'll do well. I hope I can download an app from your news station and continue listening to your show. Take care. Joaquin's Beard. Well, I appreciate you, Mr. Beard in East Lansing. Thank you. And again, I want to say every time someone says something nice like that, it means the world to me. But I also hope you continue to support this station and whatever comes on in this time slot after me. I don't know. I'm not part of leadership. And I wouldn't impose like that, even if I were. Not my decision. But I hope you will continue to support the only sports station in Michigan State country. I think that's significant. Let's see. Jay Dizzle and Mulliken says, you will be missed, Beanie. I enjoyed meeting you and having you do a couple of shows at my store. Oh, that's Jay Dizzle from Alumni Hall. Well, what? You need a little more fanfare than just a regular message into the text. Wow. Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. And you were great to us and very accommodating. We had a great time out there last week. Dr. J almost went broke taking advantage of that 20% off deal.
It was excellent.
Yeah, thank you, Jay Dizzle, and thank you, Alumni Hall. We definitely appreciated it. Annie Morris in East Lansing, who is really anonymous in East Lansing, but if you know the story, the first time I saw the word anonymous in third grade, I thought I was reading a poem, and the teacher asked, who wrote that? And I said, Annie Morris? Annie Morris says, oh, she sent a couple of things here. I'll have to load that. Sorry, let me go to a different one while I wait for that. Freeberg says he forgot to wish Dr. J the best as well.
Aw, thank you.
That's very sweet of him. Okay. I have the full Annie Morris message available now in the free game 7:30 a.m. app. Well, I did. Then I lost it.
Uh-oh. Technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more me. I think it's user error.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go. She says, going to really miss listening. Really enjoyed the show. I travel a lot to and from Detroit. Can't wait to continue to listen. And she says, also, congratulations. You will do great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I appreciate Annie Morris listening and a very engaging listener, very engaged listener, participating in a lot of our stuff on our app and contests over the years. So thank you. I appreciate that. Let me go to another one here. This is John in Grand Ledge who says, congratulations. My final question, what pro team in Detroit do you think has the best chance of winning a playoff game in 2024? I'm still saying Red Wings. Yeah, so we're going to count the Lions in 2024 because technically that's when the playoffs count. I see his point. Because winning a singular playoff game in the NHL, NBA, and also MLB is easier than winning an NFL playoff game.
Because it's a series.
Yes. I'll go with Red Wings, too. I think that's the right call, John. As Jim Rohn would say, rack him. Yeah, I agree. Red Wings. But that doesn't mean I don't think the Lions are unable. I think it's distinctly possible, especially if they draw, you know, like bums like Minnesota or Green Bay. I don't even want to talk about that. he also said prayers emoji for your dad. Well, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that, John. And I'm sure he's listening and he appreciates that too. John also says he's going to miss Dr. J.
Aw.
Well, aren't we all? And she's hanging him up. She's hanging up the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm hanging it up for this break. Let me come back and I'll do some more messages and calls and we'll get out for the next hour. Okay. Final Offensive Minded today here on the game 7:30 a.m. Back after these messages.
Get your Detroit Lions pregame fix all season with nachos and kneecaps. The Lansing area's very own local Detroit Lions tailgate show. Presented by Momentum Health Center in Mason. Join yours truly, Beanie from Offensive Minded on the game 7:30 a.m. and Brock Palmbush every week about 2 hours before kickoff. We cover all the Lions angles, player availability, matchups, outrageous Dan Campbell in-game decisions and audio, local ski mask sales, and everything else. Nachos and kneecaps presented by Momentum Health Center in Mason is also brought to you by Miller Lite. On Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ and the game 7:38.
Sports talk and the best play-by-play in Lansing. It's just what we do. We're Lansing's number one source for sports talk. The game 7:30 a.m.
Continuing our theme of sad bumper songs here today on Offensive Minded, the final ever Offensive Minded. Yes, it's true, as I depart for Detroit Sports Radio. I know many of you aren't hearing this in your ears when that news came across. For the Michigan fans and Michigan State employees, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it was more like... Is that fair, Dr. J?
I think that's fair.
All right. I want to get the DeWitt dream on here, but first, Let me go to longtime listener and a bit of a nomadic gentleman. Chris from Breckenridge now, is that right?
Kind of. I'm in between places up here in the mitten.
Okay. So I know where that is. Anyway. It's like around Merrill, like Alma, St. Louis area.
Beautiful up here.
Yeah, God's country. So, well, hey, long time no hear. How you been?
I'm good. So I get the news. So today's your final show?
That's correct.
Where are you going?
To Detroit Sports Radio. And as much as I'd like to tell people more specifics out of respect to this place, which has always been great to me, I'm not going to name other call letters while I'm still on these. But let's just say you can find me if you look. And you'll still hear me on this station doing sports updates for the Michigan News Network occasionally and pre- and post-game hosting for Pistons, Red Wings, and Tigers occasionally too.
Well, best of luck to you, man. That's great news.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
It's Lansing's loss, but whatever.
Well, it depends on who you ask, doesn't it, Dr. J?
Yes, it sure does.
But it feels like, it's bittersweet for me, for sure, because this place has always been great to me, and people like you have, too. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, always the best to you, and you know what? Just remember this. A long time ago, I told you, Dan Campbell's a man. Look out, boys.
That's true. That's true. You did call that. Well, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that and your listenership,
too. Good luck to you. Good luck, Dr. J.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Chris from Breckenridge now. I appreciate it. Well, the DeWitt Dream has joined us. Steve Goff, how you been, man?
Oh, great. Sad a little bit today, though.
Yeah. I mean, it is for me, too, but
bittersweet.
Hey. Yeah, for sure. I want to say thanks to you, too, though. For people who don't know, the Dream over here has a lot of work to do in this building every single day. He is, can I say your title?
Yeah, that's fine.
National Production Director for this entire company, which has, what, 60 markets?
75, but who's counting?
Good Lord. Ooh. 75 markets across the continental United States from, you know, the Atlantic coast to literally Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And as far south and southwest as what? Las Cruces, New Mexico.
There's Texas, Lubbock, I think.
I understand you struggle geographically, but New Mexico is further.
Is it further south than Texas?
Well, it's further west.
Okay.
Yeah, but we do go as, there's several markets in Texas. Yes, Dr. J, you are correct.
New Mexico's not further west than Texas?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is further west.
Hey,
not sure if
stop.
It's further south.
Stop, yeah. You've done enough. Just tap out. It's okay.
But anyway, I have a wonderful team that helps me. So
sure, but you have a lot to do. And this man, I want the listeners to know, gives of his time to come on this show pretty regularly over the last couple of months, which that time comes from somewhere. So that means he has to hustle even harder to get other stuff done so he can do that. And on top of that, what people don't know about our business is all the behind the scenes. I have subjected poor Steve to so many bits. Like you've been my, obviously partially my muse. Sorry, Dr. J.
That hurts every time he says it.
I have multiple muses. It's okay.
He really gets around.
I'm a musinizer. But also, you've been my focus group.
Yeah.
Because you kind of are my target demo. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate all you've done for me, too.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you letting an old hack like me get on the air here. So it's been fun. It's been fun. And I'm super stoked for you.
Well, thank you.
I'm super stoked for your future, and you're going to do great things. If you will, indulge me here, uh-huh. Mr. Howell. I think that, you know, it's funny because I always equate things to pro wrestling, but that's one of the things we talk about. It's great. I've met a lot of, made a lot of acquaintances in that industry, and, you know, people that are one way, in front of the camera may not always be that way behind the camera when they're with their friends. And for those of you that are, you know, that agree or disagree with Mr. Howell here, one thing you should know is the man's got a heart of gold, and he is a good guy, and truly, truly does, you know, he deserves the best that life is bringing. And he does bleed green and white, whether it comes across on the air or not sometimes. He's honest and opinionated, and you know what? That's not a bad thing. You know, I'm glad that you're able to speak your mind and let people know where your thoughts are and things instead of being a milquetoast, you know, hack who just wants to shill for whoever they agree with. You can't always just agree with your hometown team. You can't. You've got to call them out. Do I agree with you being on the ceiling at times? No.
Same.
But you know, that being said, that's okay. We live in a country where we can do that, thank goodness. And I'm glad that we have that. And I'm more glad that we have the friendship that we have off the air, too.
Well, thank you very much. And your check is in the mail.
Sweet.
For all those very nice things. Yes. I really didn't want to turn this into, like, everyone coming and kissing the ring today. But the fact that so many people have done it unsolicited, it makes me feel a little bit better about myself. But I genuinely appreciate that, man.
Of course.
And I think you have, whenever I have you on, either here, you've joined us on the Whitelaw PLLC tailgate show, Nachos and Kneecaps. I think you have brought some... Let's be real. I can be self-critical. Some much-needed grounding.
It's just because I'm old enough to be your father.
No. It's because Brock cannot contain me. And Tim certainly can't.
Can't stop you. He can only hope to contain you.
That's right. Just like Northwestern. As Tim always says of Northwestern football. But I think that has improved our stuff. So I believe I will be involved in that going forward to some degree. I don't know the specifics. I'm talking about... Lions, I do know I'll finish out Nachos and Kneecaps this season. You'll still hear me on that with Brock. We can get Steve. I hope we can get Steve roped into those too. Mm-hmm. And going forward to MSU basketball, not so sure I would like to. And maybe even the MSU football tailgate show going into the future. I would love to continue on that. And we'll for sure need to get Steve involved in that, whether I'm there or not.
Time will tell what's going to happen next.
If I am... no longer welcome on campus, which may be the case. The very first person I say they should go to would be Steve, because Steve is capable of running a show, and he certainly has those golden Robert Goulet pipes.
Well, I don't know about that. But I will say this, though, and I say this off the air, too. In addition to, you know, what I said about you behind the scenes, there is something to be said for the preparation that goes in, not the preparation H, although... God knows we could all use some of that after some of your shows. But the actual prep work that goes into building a brand, and you've done that, and you've built that through hard work and sweat equity. I am amazed at the amount of paperwork that goes into, you know, hey, I researched this, and this is what we're going to talk about today. This is what we're going to talk about this weekend. I mean, there is no way I could just jump in and do what I've done with you so far without you having prepped as much as you do. Nobody works harder. That is the truth. So that's going to be missed, you know. But you can show me the ways.
Oh, it's not. It's yeah.
Many adult beverages.
Yes, I appreciate that, and I really do appreciate you saying that, because people don't know it is a job. It's an awesome job, and it's a lucky one. You're fortunate if you have it,
mm-hmm.
And I know that, and I appreciate it very much, but it's still a job, which means you got to show up and put in the work.
Yep.
And so there is a lot of behind the scenes people don't know about, like how the sausage is made. It just doesn't. Some people come in and shoot from the hip, and I think you can tell, but I'm not one of them. So I appreciate you calling that out. And absolutely. I appreciate everything you've done for me, man. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I think you have added something to my show and to all the other shows we do here. So
thanks, man.
Everyone brings something, you know, and I think you have improved. I have no doubt that the people on the other side would say that, too.
Thank you, man. That means a lot.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the beer.
Yes, sir.
Which I most certainly will not have in one sitting tonight.
Right.
I promise. Now,
nobody likes a quitter.
This is the second Christmas gift you've given me before I've even gotten yours wrapped. Actually, I got you a couple of things, and one of them still hasn't arrived yet.
Oh.
But it will before Christmas.
Sure.
He has.
Okay.
Yeah, and the one that hasn't arrived yet is the coup de grace, so I can't just give you everything else right now.
I can't wait.
Okay, so thank you, Steve.
My
I appreciate
pleasure.
You. And on behalf of the listeners, I appreciate what you've brought to this time slot over the last few months. And I don't think anyone can deny the commercial game has definitely stepped up at Town Square Media
absolutely.
In the last 6 months.
Absolutely.
Yes. No kidding.
No, it has.
The That's imaging good. is better. It's more diverse. Different voices.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy lady voices. And
I'm
not talking about the deodorant commercial for women that's for some reason running on this format.
It's just for
that
me.
That is not
is that for you?
Yeah.
Our
no,
doing,
no.
Just so you know.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Of course.
Honestly, from the bottom of my heart. And we'll go to break. We're back with more of the final Offensive Minded in just a few minutes.
Come.
East Lansing, a Town Square media station.
Lansing Sports Leader.
The Game, 7:30 a.m.
Menards is set.
From Mud Ice Arena to Little Caesars Arena, we've got the sports opinions that matter to you.
From the Driven Collision Studios,
we make friends by accident.
On The Game, 7:30 a.m.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your
yes, it's an all sad bumper song edition of Offensive Minded.
Not the sad puppy song.
Because it is the last ever Offensive Minded. As, well, this is my last day at Town Square Media Lansing. I've been hired to do sports radio in Detroit. If you're just joining us, this is true. This is not a bit. I wouldn't make a bit out of this or prank you. It's not April 1st. This is not Defensive Minded.
Which was the best.
or me pretending to be Tim, like when we opened with Stout on Sports once. Nope, this is real. This is the last Offensive Minded. I wouldn't joke about it. I just want to say thank you to all of you who've made it possible. Like, it might sound cliche, and I don't mean to sound like The Rock, but this is the people's show. It is. And you're the reason it became what it became. And frankly, you're a big part of why I'm getting an opportunity in the big leagues, because you engaged and reacted with it in a way I knew you would and validated my approach. So I have an opportunity to get to the big leagues, as it were. And no, this is not me channeling my Nancy Kaffer of the Detroit Free Press by calling Lansing a sad little town. Nope, not doing that. Because if we're going to get in the business of that, we got to call every town in this. Well, we got to call Michigan a sad little state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at it. It's dark out at 5:14. Pretty sure that's the whole damn state, not just Lance. But look, let me get this mood right. Come on. This is Offensive Minded after all.
Take this job and shove it.
Yeah, that's more my style.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only because, well, my whole family's Confederates, but because this is more my exit, right?
This sounds right.
Do you agree, Dr. J?
Oh, yeah. This feels right.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
But seriously, I love this place and everyone here and all you listeners. So, let me make more time for you. Again, this does not have to be a Kiss the Ring edition. It has turned into that, and I'm flattered. I really am. But I want you to call up and talk sports. You know, don't feel like you have to call in and genuflect to me. I ain't your overlord. I ain't your king. I may be your deliverer from sports banality. And by God, I take that seriously. But you do not have to call in and just kiss the ring today. I don't necessarily want that. If you have nice things to say, God bless you. I appreciate it. And I'll hear you out. But we can talk sports too. And there's plenty to get to. 517-342-63. Dan in Delta Township, thanks for listening and thanks for waiting, man. What's up?
Hey, Brandon, I just heard I'm going to say the sad news for us, but the good news for you.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yep, I hope, from the way it sounds, you know, you won't be a stranger to the sports scene of Michigan, if nothing else.
So. That's right. You'll still hear me on these airwaves, actually. You'll hear me occasionally doing the Michigan News Network sports updates that play here mornings and afternoons. Okay. You'll also hear me doing hosting duties on Pistons, Red Wings, and Tigers occasionally, too. So I'll still be... I'm passing on, but my ghost will haunt these airwaves in perpetuity.
Yep, so are you going to have to physically relocate, or are you actually going to still be living here in the area for a little while?
You know, at least for a little bit, I'm still going to be living around here. I live in Hazlet, everybody knows that, and I love Hazlet. So it's, you know, it's a little bit of a commute, but I don't mind it. I do think the long-term plan, and the missus and I have discussed it a little bit, will be moving closer toward that direction eventually, but probably not within a year or so.
Okay, well, that's good. But if I can get your last prediction, at least when I'm on the air, you know, regarding the basketball teams, Michigan and Michigan State. Do you think, you know, regarding making the tournament, is one team going to make the tournament? Both teams, or is there a chance that neither team's going to make the tournament?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a chance. And I'm not trying to go out burning the house down on my way out, but it's pretty clear to me Michigan ain't going to make it. That's no surprise, though. I mean, the coach is about to lose his job or resign, quote-unquote, whatever. Whatever's going on there. I honestly think State's streak is going to end. Now, if they come out and beat Baylor on Saturday, I look like an idiot, and, you know, it's just the last thing I got wrong on air here, and I'll gladly own that. I would like to be wrong, but I have a feeling they're going to drop to, what, 4-6? Because Baylor's really good, and do they have a resume win yet? Not exactly.
Yeah, if that's the case, they're really going to have to kick it in gear during the Big Ten.
Yeah, and I haven't seen anything to convince me it's going to be anything different than the last three seasons, right? And maybe it will. Yeah. There's plenty of time to get it turned around. And if anyone can, the guy in charge there can. He's done it before. So he would just be making me look like an idiot for the umpteenth time, and I'll own that. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay, take care, Brandon. Have a good one.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Dan, and for your years of listenership. We'll go to Craig. Is that right, Craig in Lansing?
Yeah, that's right, Bean. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's funny. I spend 4 days a week in the Detroit market, so it'll be good to hear you wherever you wind up. And best of luck in that regard. The thing that I find interesting is with the basketball program in Ann Arbor, it's, you know, are you going to get a chance to really – hound the team in Ann Arbor like they need to be? Do the gloves finally get to go off in the Detroit market where you get to tell those people like it really is instead of sugarcoating everything like all of the media down there does for Ann Arbor?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my intention. Let's put it that way. Yes. I'm not going to change who I am or how I do stuff because I try to be authentic. A lot of guys in this business, whether they're on the radio or they have regular column space. Oh my gosh, I just lost you, Craig. I'm sorry. Call back if you had more to say. I didn't mean to. I hit the wrong button. But a lot of guys take positions they don't really believe in. And sometimes you have to do that for entertainment purposes in this medium. I try not to. Because I want to be as real as possible. And I believe in Howard Stern's formula of reality-based radio. I'm just a big believer because it worked on me. I love that. I loved vintage Stern Show. Not so much anymore because there's not as much reality. But yes, Beanie won't be changing. The location in how you consume Beanie's content will. That's all. Sorry, Craig. I hit the wrong button. Call back if you had more to say. Otherwise, for now, let me go back to... Is this Steve?
You got it.
Steven Holt?
Delta.
Steven Delta Township. Okay, sorry, man. What you got for us?
Yeah, I don't call in as frequently as I'd like to, but I just kind of call in when it warrants, and I feel you warrant a congratulations for your next endeavor in life. And, I only caught, about halfway through the show, so I'm not up to speed on everything. But, I hope you get your personal affairs in order and, I guess just good luck with everything going forward.
Well, thank you, man.
My question is, are we still going to be able to hear you on stream you over the radio or?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Steve, out of respect of this place, the Game 7:30 AM and Town Square Media here in Lansing, and how great they've always been to me. And they have been. That has never changed. This is my second tour of duty because they brought me back, and it's the second time I'm leaving them. But out of respect to them, I'm not going to get into that kind of stuff, and I'm not going to mention other call letters just because I feel like that'd be Bush League of me. But I'll put it to you this way, Steve.
I understand.
I think you'll be able to find me. Put it to you that way.
Okay. Yeah, well, looking forward to hearing what you
well, thank you,
got
man.
To say in the bigger market. And I just think that, you've been kind of spot on about everything. And I think we're catching, MSU sports. We're catching MSU basketball kind of in a, they're in their kind of transition phase, we'll say, of things. I personally don't think they're going to make the tournament this year.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody been that talking point yet, but they just, they just are, you know, they're due for a down year. And,
yep,
and
I'm
I
with
know
you.
This could be their year. But conversely, though, I feel MSU football is on the upswing again. And, you know, you said 7-8 wins next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to get double digit. They're going to upset some teams.
Oh.
You know, they're going to make believers of everybody.
Well, I hope so. And schedule's light. Let's call it what it is. That schedule, I hear a lot about how tough the Big Ten's getting. Yeah, I guess I'm just not afraid of UCLA and USC enough. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And then kind of as the third caveat to round everything out, I think our boys in blue down in Ann Arbor are kind of headed for a rough patch here. And, you know, it's awesome when we're winning, but it's like, it's like the cherry on top when our rivals are,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I agree.
Taking it on the chin. So
yep. Inject it into my veins, man.
Another 9 months, whatever, the football season again. So
yeah,
but appreciate everything, my man. And, good luck. And I'll be calling your new show. See how things are going.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Stephen. I appreciate you and your listenership just as much. So thank you. And I would like to encourage everyone to still support this place, because it's important to have a sports radio station in a Big Ten market. And not everyone does, but Michigan State does. And you should value that. It's a bit of treasure. It's easy to take it for granted because it's pretty much always been here since sports radio was a thing, but I hope you continue to support it. And again, how do you do that? People ask me that all the time. Well, how do I support it? It's free. It's true. But we have bills. Like, the lights don't stay on. It's not like magic. Or that show From, where the lights just aren't even plugged in but work, if you know what I'm talking about. That's a very obscure reference, but trust me, it was dope.
It's a bizarre show.
But yeah, like, how do you support the station and these shows? Well, of course, by listening to them, sure. By telling other people about them to get them to, yes, of course. By clicking the website, downloading the, yes. But first and foremost, supporting the sponsors. Because the sponsors invest in the programs and stations. You have to support them if you want to support the station. It's that simple. You'd be surprised how many times I say that to people, Dr. J, and they never thought of that.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just we're too thick for the forest for the trees situation. Of course, we know it. Our livelihoods depend on it. But for everyone who enjoys listening to this show, or if you don't, if you hate listen, but if you listen to the station at all and you want to support it, support the sponsors. That's simple. Pay attention to the commercials, support them, right? And I'm not talking about the national brands like Target commercials, or I see a Discover credit card commercial coming up, or a Wendy's national commercial. That's all well and good. Appreciate them for supporting Town Square at the national level. But if you want to support the game 7:30 a.m. in Lansing, support Price Right RV. You know, I see their spot coming up. Support Sparky's Electric. Support Momentum Health Center in Mason. Support the sponsors you hear Tim or me say, or you hear Steve Goff say. Support them. Support the local sponsors. That's local radio. That's what keeps it local. I hope you will. Not telling you what to do, where to put your money. I just hope you'll take it under advisement, because I don't like people to tell me how to spend mine. All right, one more call. 517-342-63. Is this Tim?
Yes. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to hear from you. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm going to miss your show. It's been real good.
Thank you.
I like that time slot, too. So.
Well, thanks, Tim. I appreciate that. I'll miss all you guys, too.
And another thing, too, I'm glad you're going down to Detroit Media, Brandon. Then you can tell the truth instead of having I can hear the truth out now.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew it. As soon as I saw you on the caller ID, I knew that you were gonna mention how the Detroit Media is too soft.
If I was down there, I'd be all over that. If I was Detroit media, I'd be all over them Detroit sports teams, especially Detroit Pistons right now.
Woo. Yeah.
Open season on them. Right
oh, my goodness.
Them.
Yeah, no
I
kid.
I don't.
Well, hey, that's plenty of content for me and opportunities. The Pistons alone are giving me plenty to work with once I get down there. So thank you. I appreciate that. Anything else?
Especially with that owner, all he knows how to do is sell everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he wants is the money. He's out selling everything.
Yeah. And he can't be bothered to come back here. He wants to spend his time in LA, which, okay. I mean, that's your prerogative, but I mean.
You know, somebody called in the Tim Stout show today, Brandon, and said about the Palace of Auburn Hills, why they should have never lost. They should have never left.
Yeah. I mean, it was great, right? It was like 20 years old. It was still one of the best arenas in the league. I agree with you, but Tom Gore's got even richer off it. That's why.
Oh, I know. Well, I would just want to say enjoy your show. Keep it up.
Okay, man. I will. All right. I appreciate you, Tim, for all the years of listening and calling in.
All right. Take care now, Brandon.
You too, Tim. I appreciate it. Tim and Lansing, everybody, who's been pretty much a daily fixture on this program. Appreciate you, man. Let me get some, let's see. I think we have some more messages to take care of. So let me do that. Mark and Holt says, congratulations. I knew something was up when yesterday was a rerun. Well, let me address that before I read the rest of your message. Those two things had nothing to do with each other. For at least a month now, I've had those 2 days off, Monday and Tuesday, planned off for this week because my sister, who lives abroad in the United Kingdom, traitor, we fought two wars to get away from those people just so she could go marry one and become a redcoat. But I digress. Flew in with my newborn niece. And so I was, you know, picking her up from O'Hare, getting her situated back with my parents in Southwest Michigan and all that, you know. And if anyone, I'm sure a lot of you have family flying in, and maybe some of you even have family flying in from overseas, and you know that's a big deal. That's a to-do, especially to an airport like O'Hare. What a headache.
With a newborn baby.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, her husband couldn't come with. My brother-in-law couldn't come with because of work obligations, but she did this all on her own. She needed some help. Is the point. So I wasn't about to let my sister have to take some, you know, rideshare service from Chicago to Southwest Michigan. What a nightmare. With a newborn in tow that she's been caring for on her own throughout this whole flight. You know, a 9-hour flight, dealing with a baby on your own. Just, wow, she was exhausted too. Not only because of the time change. By the way, the time change from there to here is better. You know, you get here, and it's not as bad as going the other direction, at least in my experience. But maybe that's because I was coming home and I was sick of all the bad food and narrow seats and narrow everything.
Yeah, it's not my favorite place.
But somehow my sister, man, what a trooper. She took care of the baby on her own for basically that whole day through the flight. Can you imagine? Flying alone is exhausting.
Yeah.
Imagine it with a, what is she, 3-month-old? 4-month-old?
Strapped to your chest.
Yeah, she wears a papoose. Isn't that what it's called?
It's adorable.
Yeah, so her back is just aching. About like, we got home to my parents. Her flight got in at like 2. We got to my parents around 5. And my sister, as soon as she sat down at like 5:30, she's like, I need to take a shower. And I was like, you just got here. She said, yeah, but I smell bad from sweating on that flight and working that whole flight to keep a baby civil. Yeah, she was tired, but she made it. She stayed up till like 10 o'clock. I don't know how, because when I went to visit her, the first and only time I've done that so far, it was literally difficult to keep my eyes open past like 4 p.m. their time. It was a bitch. So yeah, that's what I was doing Monday and Tuesday. It had nothing to do with my departure. It had to do everything to do with my sister's arrival from the godforsaken UK. Even their passports are pretentious. She showed me her passport.
They're red, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's got like the regal coat of arms on the front. Come on. Be normal. Just have words.
Oh my goodness.
Like the rest of us. You haven't been an empire for a while. And then, you know, the inside, like ours have great patriotic moments in like painting form where they stamp it. Theirs, they have some very pretentious. His Majesty Charles. Ugh.
I saw something online the other day that said the most common holiday around the world is celebrating independence from the British.
Yes, that's actually true.
Yeah.
That's 100% true. It is the most common holiday around the world is some form of independence in a given nation from the UK.
Yep. There's like 68 holidays or something like that.
And what do they say? The sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, now it does. But that lives on in Independence Days across the world.
Oh, yeah.
And not the cool movie where we beat the aliens. But I'm talking about Independence Days where we beat the people with bad teeth and even worse food.
Yes.
One last break. We're back with the final segment of The Last Ever Offensive Minded after these words.
This is Will Thiemann, the voice of Michigan State basketball. Join us on the Spartan Network as we celebrate 125 years of Spartan basketball. 10 seconds. We're going for it in the wing. Not a Valentine for the win.
Wow, what a big-time shot by Valentine. That was huge.
Powered locally on the Lansing Sports Network by Alumni Hall, Jersey Mike's, Coors Light, MSU Healthcare, and Whitelaw PLLC.
Sure, you could listen to static.
Or you could get the free Game 730 AM mobile app in your app store today and listen longer
without the interruptions from the static.
Listen live to all your favorite moments in sports and hear all the action. The Game 730 AM app also has tons of great restaurant deals for you. It's waiting for you right now in the app store today. The Game 730 AM app is powered by Driven Collision. We make friends by accident.
Back to the best in sports talk now. On the only station serving Lansing with the best sports talk for 30 years. The Game, 7:30 a.m.
And we're back for the last ever segment of Offensive Minded here on the Game, 7:30 a.m. Yours truly, Beanie. Here with my accomplice, Dr. J.
His flunky.
Yep, as she's been so lovingly titled by some of you over the past however many hundreds of shows we've done.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the phone lines. I do have some takes I need to get off my chest before I sign off here in Lansing for the very last time. But before I do that, we'll go out to Jeff.
Hefe.
Hefe from Rives Junction. Hi, Hefe.
Hey there, Beanie. How are you?
I'm good, man. Look, I appreciate you. That's why I played you in with a little Deep Purple Space Truckin'.
How about that? Well, from what I understand, it's your last show. And I remember when you made a little bit of fun of the great Jim Nance in his final sign-off.
Uh-huh.
I think this is appropriate for you from all of the listeners is, thank you for being our friend.
I think I still have that somewhere in the system. Let me find that.
That's
I know
beautiful.
What you're.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I remember exact because he did say that at the last year's Final Four because it was his last one.
Yes.
Oh, it was so corny. I gotta play. I'll find that for you and play it one last time, Hefe. But before I hang
all
up
right,
with you, anything else?
No, I never talk sports with you. I just always talk just for fun.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate that
so
nonetheless.
Congratulations, and I'm looking forward to hearing you in the Detroit area.
Okay, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate all you've all your listenership and calls. Okay.
Perfect.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Take care, Hefe. I appreciate you. I deserve that about Jim Nance. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I think he's referencing.
Thank you for being my friend.
Which I then turned into. At least I didn't play that until the last segment.
That's true. Oh, boy. You're going to run out of time here.
Hey, you know what? I forgot. I didn't finish Mark from Holt's message in the last break, the last segment. He said, I can always count on your show to make my day better, and I look forward to the laughs and perspective on my drive home. You and Dr. J do a great job, and this is no surprise that you have an opportunity in a bigger market. I wish your father the best and that he heals quickly. Take care. That's Mark and Holt. Hey, Mark, from the bottom of my heart, in more than one way, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Very kind of you. Jeff in Mason is on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Well, I just got on the radio. I was out of touch all day, and I hear you're leaving. What? We just became friends.
That's right, man. Hey, before I forget, though, I can't believe I'm having to do this. Have you been contacted about winning Michigan State Rutgers basketball tickets? Because you did last week at Alumni Hall.
I heard the win on the radio and I came and picked them up yesterday.
Perfect.
I just had to make sure. Like, if I left without confirmation, I don't know how I could live with myself. But I'm glad you settled there.
You found a way.
Yeah.
You found a way. But, hey, I wish you luck on whatever it is you're going to do. It's been great getting to know you in the afternoons. And, whatever it is, great luck to you.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that very much, man. Okay. It's
it's awkward sometimes when someone calls and has nice things to say because, for one, I'm not used to getting compliments. And for two, I want to give them, you know, ample opportunity so I don't know when to hit the button.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. And enjoy Michigan State Rutgers. I mean, I hope.
Yeah?
I hope. I don't know. Let me rattle off a few takes I have that I just wanted to get off my chest before I wrap up here. In no particular order. One, Lansing is not a sad little town any more than Detroit is. This is a sad little state. As I said in the opening segment, the sun goes away for months at a time. We are literally sad. Seasonally affected disorder. Lansing is no sadder than any other market. I guess it was a slow news day whenever the columnist there at the Freep wrote that. I think Juwan Howard's done at Michigan. Seems to be all signs indicating that. Isn't it weird how many commonalities there are between Juwan Howard's tenure at Michigan and Mel Tucker's at Michigan State?
Hmm.
Now, Juwan Howard striking a coach against Wisconsin a couple years ago and allegedly getting into an altercation with his strength coach, not nearly as embarrassing and frankly wrong as what Mel Tucker did. But I'm saying, like, just had like one high moment, one high point, then it all just cratered out. Isn't it weird? Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange.
Someone else I was thinking over the weekend while I was away from you. Heisman ballots need to be made public now. Because there were multiple people who voted J.J. McCarthy and Blake Corum number one on their Heisman ballot. Are you kidding me? Especially J.J. McCarthy, a guy who has one touchdown over his final four games. I mean, it's a joke. You're making a shit. Now, I have an idea who voted that, because remember, every former Heisman winner gets to vote.
Ah.
Looking at you, Desmond. But it needs to be made public so people are held accountable for it, you know? And also, not just because of that, but because the wrong guy won the Heisman this weekend. It should have been Penix. Do you think if Penix played in the SEC and went undefeated, won his conference, and won every big game and beat every big name player he went up against, including Oregon and another Heisman finalist two times and emphatically, do you think that SEC quarterback would have finished second? The answer is no. Instead, a guy who lost four games or whatever it was, got the Heisman. And he put up 10 touchdowns on an FCS opponent in an out-of-conference game. Come on. Penix did it against some of the best teams in the country. The Pac-12 was the best this year. I don't know. What else? Did you see the Florida Attorney General is filing a lawsuit against the College Football Playoff Committee?
Oh, no, I missed that.
She's a Gator, too, a Florida grad, but she's pursuing an antitrust case against CFP committee.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, look, here we are. The committee was supposed to end all the shenaniganery from the BCS era, and now we've got lawyers involved. Well done. Pistons could lose 21 in a row tonight. I feel like we're basically rooting for it for the historicity of it at this point.
We are.
It feels a little bit like when the Lions hit like 0-13 back in 2008, and you're like, you might as well lose the last three and
take
the crown.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not so sure Jared Goff is going to be the Lions quarterback next year.
I don't think he should be.
Okay. It seems like a lot of Lions fans are ready to move on to Hendon Hooker, which is weird to me. You've got a team that's, you know, supposedly ready to contend and maybe with a couple of draft picks could be a serious contender next year, and you want to hand the keys over to a guy who's never really played in the NFL. That seems weird to me.
I'd go out and get another vet who has larger hands, but that's just me.
Okay. Well, apparently in Dr. J's NFL, monopoly money is what's used and there's no salary cap. Anyway, there's that. One last thing before we get out here is, you know, a week ago today, I came on here and I was remarkably transparent, like I like to be, but also I pulled no punches in ripping Tom Izzo and Michigan State basketball for being a mediocre program over the last 3+ seasons now. And I feel like all of the evidence backs me up on that. The record, right? They're what, like 61 and 40 something over that time. There are two games over 500 in the Big Ten over that span. That's like the 7th best mark in the Big Ten. That's not an elite program. That's not even a good program. They're average, right? Well, I'm told now Michigan State is not happy with that. and specifically the online article deriving from that, which the headline was, and I came up with it, Michigan State basketball as we once knew it is dead, and Tom Izzo killed it. Michigan State is upset about this to the point where our Live from Breslin broadcast, which I was going to continue to do, you know, even though this is my last day on the show, I was going to continue to do all that stuff. Well, sounds like Michigan State, it sounds like I'm not welcome at Breslin, and Michigan State is flexing its muscle to try to get people here at Town Square to swap me out for someone else, which I want to be very clear is it's their house. Michigan State can disallow whomever they want. That's their right to tell me I'm not welcome. But I'll just tell you, on my last day here, I think it's real Bush League to try to pressure the employer into making a personnel change because someone on air said something you disagree with. I challenge you to find anything I said that was not backed by facts or stats. And furthermore, I challenge anyone to find something that was personal about what I said about Izzo and Michigan State basketball last week. You won't find it because it wasn't about that. It was about the product on the court. And by the way, how many times did I say Tom Izzo is the best thing to happen to Michigan State in my lifetime, maybe ever, and that Michigan State will never have a better coach than him? And how many times did I say Tom Izzo is Michigan State and he's the best thing Michigan State has going for it? I also find it very interesting that in the fall, when the Tucker stuff happened, and basically the entire Detroit media was publishing falsehoods about Michigan State and engaging in a cover-up that didn't happen and burying Michigan State for the Tucker stuff, when I was the only one defending them on a daily basis for a month, why weren't there any emails to my bosses from Michigan State then? And I'm not saying I need them. I don't need them to say thanks to Beanie for his opinion. No, but it should work the same way. You don't like what I have to say? Okay, that's fine. That's your right. You want to ban me from your building or say I can't host shows there? Also, you're right. I just think it's Bush League. And I really hope that Town Square Media doesn't cave to that bluff, because that would be a horrible precedent to set. The reason we are where we are as a sports media with access journalism run amok is because of stuff like this that Michigan State's trying to pull. I hope that doesn't happen. Wouldn't surprise me if it did, though, because that's the way things work, thanks to people like Michigan State now. And by the way, it's not just them. Everyone does it. Okay, one last thing. I owe some transparency to you. Let me get this message first, Dr. J. UPS Paul in Hazlitt says, thank you so much for being part of my everyday work day. I will miss you both very much and wish you the best. Go green. Well, hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you. So the last thing before we play a nice little send-off here for you is we've had a lot of questions. Is it fair to say, Dr. J?
Yeah.
From listeners both here on the show and in person. Why don't you just say what you've been asked?
I was asked at a tailgate show once if we're together.
As in romantically.
As in romantically. And I said, not on the radio.
Because
we are.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did a gimmick here, which I think was fun.
Yeah.
And a good bit. But cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. We're the first ever married sports radio team. No, we're not married.
Not yet.
We live together in sin and have for years. This is not new. This did not happen.
It didn't happen because of the radio
right.
either.
It happened well before that, although we kind of met each other through this place.
Kinda.
Before the pandemic even.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That fair to say?
That's fair.
Yeah. And by the way, Dr. J's like 3-month absence wasn't because like we went through a rough patch or she was in rehab, like I said. I hope you know those were jokes.
Yeah, no, I got a different job and I came back here just to be on the show because I missed it.
So there you have it. There's the grand reveal. Dr. J and Beanie share a bed. How scandalous.
Ooh.
But some of you, man, there's no getting anything by some of you. Some of you too sharp. But hey, listen, I love you and I appreciate you for listening all these years. I'm gonna let it go here with a little send-off we put together. I hope you stay and enjoy it. Some of our favorite clips, just a handful, because I don't have time. There's not enough time, even if I did a full show, trying to thank everybody. But let me just say,
off the top of my head. Thanks to Liz Walterhouse here at Town Square Media for bringing me back. Thanks to Nathan Vandenberg for bringing me back. And then, honestly, absorbing so many bullets for me and putting up with so much for me. Thanks to the radio overlord, JR. So many people here. I can't name them all. Thanks to Jessica Gibbons for putting up with me in our personal lives, but also here on air. Thanks to Steve Goff. Thanks to everybody, man. I don't have enough time. But thanks most of all to you, Lansing. You're not a sad little town. I love you, and I'll miss you. I hope you listen to me in Detroit, but please continue to support this station because it means something to have a sports radio station in a Big Ten market. Please continue to support Tim's show and everything else here on the game, 7:30 a.m. So until next time, I'll leave you with one of my favorite songs with a few of our favorite clips. It's been Offensive Minded, and it's been real. I love you, and I'll miss you from the bottom of my heart.
Good to be back. I've spent almost every day over the last 4 years missing this place, missing this microphone, missing you, believe it or not. It's true, given all of our arguments over the years. You know, Town Square Media has always been good to me. The game, 7:30 a.m., has always been good to me. I was just a little boy in the southwest part of the state, also more accurately known as Chicagoland, who grew up in the Chicago sports market, hating the Chicago sports teams like my papa raised me to, and listening to that Chicago sports radio every day and just thinking, oh my God, what an awesome career that would be to just holler into the microphone about sports every day. The game, 7:30 a.m. and Town Square Media made that dream come true for me, and I'll always remember that and be appreciative.
OG, go ahead.
Just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you some days. Some days you're good, some days you're bad. I'm gone. Bye.
Thanks.
I love OG.
Me too.
Matt Ishbia is building a reported 65,000 square foot mansion that will have an amusement park attached.
What?
More from the Free Press story. The property will be surrounded by massive paintings of evergreens to keep out weeping toms. Listen, can we talk about how on brand this is for a rich person? Matt Ishbia, the money he brings in is like the GDP of many small nations.
Oh my goodness.
He has the money to not just plant trees, but to like bring in already grown trees from elsewhere in the country and have them transplanted to surround his property. And he's like, that's a little bit too much money. How about I just put up paintings of trees?
Oh, madness. Wait.
Hold on. Oh, this is embarrassing.
No.
Old age is setting in.
Uh-oh.
It says massive plantings. well, I mean, listen.
I don't know what time
it is. Okay, hold on, wait. Time out. Can I just point out that, did you just snort? Me misreading evergreen plantings as evergreen paintings is only the second most ridiculous thing to happen in this segment.
Oh my gosh.
Because what he's doing in his backyard is ridiculous.
Okay, you know what I find funny is that we didn't question it that much. It was something that we thought a billionaire might do.
The Taylor Swift thing.
Do we have to get back into it?
Did you get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but you don't know what you're talking about.
What I don't get is when they...
You know, you've been very clear.
When they make whoopee. That's an FCC compliant way.
I didn't.
I just don't understand how she can survive that. This guy is a monster.
Yes.
He's 6'5", 250 of pretty much solid muscle.
You need me to say this? Some women like that.
There's a wear and tear factor.
Mm.
And I do know that. And you can just do the math on your own.
Get out of here.
Now, I may not be 6'5",
oh my goodness,
250 of solid muscle, but I'm 6'4", 260 of solid love muscle.
No, I'm leaving.
Dr. J can tell you all about that.
Get out of here.
Feetfinder.com.
Mm, okay.
Are you familiar with that?
I have heard of that, yes. Some people like to purchase pictures of other people's feet for whatever... Whatever they would want those.
Look, I'll help you with this. I will be your feetfinder.com pimp.
Oh.
I came up with my own pimp name.
Mm-hmm.
Gregory.
Why?
Just sounds like a pimp name.
Does it?
Don't make me call Gregory.
Don't make me call Greg. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Dr. J. Cayenne.
Okay.
I like
cayenne
that.
Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It sounds
spicy.
Yeah. Let's go back out to the phones for Frank and Lansing. What's up, man?
Well, I was telling one of my friends today, we're always talking about women. I'm going to let you go. I know you got somebody else on the line, but I hope I don't sound horrible, man. I try to sound, you know, right and clean. But, man, these young white girls, they're getting booties like Serena Williams, man.
What do you mean? They got big boobs?
Booties. They
get,
a thing used to be, you know, in the black community for the young black man, our joke would be, man, flat as a white girl's booty. They don't say that no more. They be saying,
well, what happened? How did white girls get their booty game back?
I don't know. Was it chicken or steak? They're doing something. But, man, these white girls got some booties. They got some upper extremities that look real.
Mm-hmm.
Massive upper frontal protuberances, if you will.
Yes, that's all.
Lansing, I love you guys. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is not a sad little town. This is my second home. I'm going to suck it up and just say thanks and I love you. I love Dr. J. I love all of you. And thank you to Town Square Media and the game, 7:30 a.m. I'm such a sap.
It's over here crying.
Thank you. I love you guys. See you on the other side.